these sort of incidents are absolutely not the lifeblood of this city. This is a really positive city that's come through a very painful past and is building a much better place for visitors and so on. Interesting, this week, Easter week, there were so many tourists in the city and so many things that were happening in the city. And I think that's why what's happened over the weekend and maybe in last week as well has been so disappointing and sad for us, and also made people angry that this is what's happening. It's not the lifeblood. It's a small group of people. And I just want to appeal for people to calm, to step back from this. And I've been with my Roman Catholic colleague, Bishop Donal McKeown, and we've spoken extensively about this over the last 24 hours or so. In Northern Ireland, peace is always a very fragile thing. Now, if you have something fragile in your house, you're careful with it. You handle it carefully. You watch over it. You make sure it's okay and safe. And for us in Northern Ireland, because we still have a divided community, we need to handle our peace carefully and make sure that that peace is something that becomes more and more robust rather than more and more fragile. And I think what we've seen over the last week is the fragility of our peace. And we've also seen young people involved in this who maybe haven't experienced the pain of the past. When you've lived through the pain of the past, you don't want to go back to that. And unfortunately, we've seen some young people involved in this who maybe haven't experienced that. My understanding, Greg, is that a lot of this has been provoked and even organised through social media. And social media, there's positives to social media, of course there is. But there's a negativity with that. There's a negative that something that somebody posts can destroy lives very quickly and also destroy the life of the people who post it as well. So my request, the request of church leaders in the city, is really for people to step back from this, to calm down, to take a step back and think about what future they really want to build and what they want to see in the life of a place that we all love.
The peace we have was hard achieved and the peace that exists is not a given, nor can it be taken for granted either. Obviously, very quickly, church leaders have come out. I'm sure community leaders are as well. But anyone with influence, I think, now is the time to step in and say, OK, right, enough is enough. We don't want to be going down a road that we've been down before. You know, it took a long time for people to plan a trip to Ireland and go, I've heard great things about Derry. It's perfectly safe. You can go up there and it's inclusive and it's lovely. That can be undone very quickly because for every one of these that are reported, someone searches Derry, clicks news. This is the kind of stuff that comes up. And I don't think anyone wants that. And the wider community certainly don't.
No, absolutely not. And I think what we've seen over the last sort of 24, 48 hours is that church leaders, community leaders, political leaders, schools, education facilities, everybody is standing together saying, this is not what we want. This is not the people we are. And for me, that it may seem like words, but it actually creates an atmosphere. It creates an atmosphere of what we are as a city and what we believe we can be as a city. Because, as I said, peace is a fragile thing. It has to be handled carefully. And as a church leader, I'm called to love my neighbour and I'm called to love my enemies. That can be challenging, but loving our neighbour creates a better future. And that's what I think even the people involved in this stuff, if they look into their hearts, that's what they want.
And it's all right, me and you and people of a certain generation talking about it, Bishop. And of course, your intervention in this is significant given your position. But what we have to be conscious of too is that this conversation may not reach those who we're talking about. And when we are young, often we need an identity, you know what I mean? And there's a cultural thing to that. And what we have to be very careful of, and I think, you know, rap bands like Kneecap need to be careful of, because we've seen in the East and West Coast in the United States how music then can, you pick a side effectively. And I think, you know, it's great that people can express themselves, but I think leaders like the likes of Kneecap, and I'm not putting it on them, don't get me wrong, but when you are performing in Belfast and you're wearing a green, white and gold balaclava, you kind of have to be conscious of, you know, conscious of what impact that might have on a level down where young people feel left behind by society. The adults don't get me. You know, I want an identity. I want something to be a part of. And when I heard that some of this stuff is being organised on social media, you know, next thing, are we going to see diss videos and all that type of stuff? I do worry that we have to be careful that there's not something rumbling underneath, you know, that is actually nothing to do with traditional problems between, say, for instance, the Catholic and Protestant communities.
Yeah, I think there's always something rumbling underneath. Do you know, gang warfare, gang culture and so on has been something that's gone on not just for decades, but for centuries in many ways. But for me, my fear for the young people involved in this is this can have life-changing consequences. Mm. You know, if you pick up a criminal record at 18, 19 years old, you're not going to be able to travel as much. You're not going to, your job opportunities narrow down. Your future opportunities narrow down. This is huge consequences, let alone that this is putting people's safety at risk. You know, all it takes is for one stone to hit somebody in the head and it can be murder. Do you know, for one firebomb to ignite a bus and you've multiple deaths, multiple injuries. Do you know, this is how serious this is. And you know, it's right that we condemn these things. Of course it's right that we condemn these things. But and there are underlying issues in every society. Your show's highlighted some of those this morning. There are underlying issues in every society. But what we need to do, I think we always need to look, and I'm speaking to myself here as well, look at our better nature. Mm-hmm. What is our best self? What is the society we want to live in? What do we want to be people who share hurt and pain and suspicion and division? Or do we want to be people who love our neighbours, love our enemies, build a better future?
Well, traditionally, because that's who we are.
Yeah, exactly. I think it is who
you talk
we are.
About culture and you talk about culture and identity. I mean, that is us, isn't it? That's why we've been so welcomed wherever we go, I think, in the world, because of our core sensibilities and ethos. And
exactly, Greg. And we've got to handle it carefully, because I think what we have now, particularly with social media, and I realise, you know, I'm a man in my late 50s and I'm not certainly not an expert in social media or anything like it. But what happens now is that things can be stirred up very, very quickly, and people can be manipulated very easily through social media. And I just say to people, be careful about all of this. Just be careful about what you're hearing, what you're receiving, and how you respond as a result of that.